My name is Philip, and I'm among the four founders of MoveMates, the smart urban logistics network. And this is Marek. Marek is an independent entrepreneur from Hamburg in the urban logistics industry. He owns three vans and has a couple of employees and contractors working with him. And there are thousands of companies like Marek out there, and they all solve one important problem, and that is moving bulky items around cities. But their industry is seriously broken. The market is highly fragmented, resulting in businesses and products that are hard to find and hard to reach. There is no transparency regarding the price and the actual quality of service. And most importantly, there's a low degree of digitization, sometimes no digitization, resulting in businesses being unable to respond to modern day's customer expectations like tracking and tracing, proof of delivery, estimated time of arrival, on demand, same day. But MoveMates is here to change that. MoveMates is a state-of-the-art platform connecting you and businesses with companies like Marek's. But not only that, we also digitally enrich Marek's products by adding a digital layer to his products, making him ready for the challenges of tracking, tracing, on demand, and same day. Today, for the first time, I want to show you the next version of our product as we launched last year in Hamburg. This is it. Isn't it beautiful? You just key in the addresses, specify what you want to move, and our algorithms do all the rest. They supply you with a fixed price and supply you with booking options. But that's not everything we've done. We've completely re-engineered our backend systems and now have a native Android driver app. Also today, for the first time, we're announcing our partnership with Germany's second largest insurance company, AUNV-Versicherung, to fully insure every move. And we're reaching a major milestone. And this is the availability of MoveMates for business. We handcrafted powerful RESTful APIs, making it easy to integrate our services into pre-existing business processes. We also supply business dashboards to track everything you're doing on our platform. Who does it? It's a team of four, two business guys and two tech guys. And we are advised by Peter Lindquist, serial entrepreneur and currently CEO of EverTracker Logistics Company. We're at seed stage, we're looking for funding. Join us today to revolutionize urban logistics tomorrow.
Round of applause for Philip and MoveMates. Let's hear the questions.
Give me some more data about the market. Is it a niche market? Is it really a venture case?
It's actually pretty huge. When we first did research on this, we were stunned how much business is going on in that sector. It's, I want to show you that slide, but there's 20 to 30% of kilometers driven in cities. They belong to moving goods around cities. And this is true for B2B appliances as well as B2C.
Who is your core customer?
Right now, we're B2C focused, but we're opening our platform to businesses, and we're in negotiations with a major tech tax company. They want to integrate our services into their product, and they're from the building industry. And it's about interlocation transportation.
As we could see during the pitch, there are quite a lot of companies tackling the logistics space. You have Uber and other kind of company. Where do you think the market is going, and what do you think will be key in the near future to win this market, because it's start to be crowded?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it. There's you asking about competition?
Yeah. The general space of logistics, more and more companies doing different stuff. Where do you think it's going in this market?
Okay. Well, this is important because the industry is not digitized at all. The urban logistics industry is not digitized at all. They are not ready for the challenges of tomorrow. And we see action in different markets, but not on the German market right now. And this is why we are pushing hard.
In how many cities do you operate, and how many drivers do you have, and how are you acquiring drivers?
Well, acquiring
co-founder of Summer Technologies, and we are building next generation data centers. Data centers and cloud providers consume 3% of the global electricity, more than UK, and generate 2% of the global CO2 emissions, more than commercial air travel. And they look like this: huge, expensive buildings, usually located in cold, remote locations. This generates delays, and think, for example, edge computing, Internet of Things, online gaming. The closer you are to the servers, the better. At Summer, we've developed a highly efficient, eco-friendly computing immersion cooling system that saves 45% of the electricity and 75% of the space required for IT equipment. In this particular small example of a small server room, we can save up to 80,000 bucks per month. We do that by submerging servers into a dielectric fluid and custom smart racks. This allows to create an orders of magnitude more efficient solution, and it can be placed anywhere, even directly outdoors or buried under the floor. We have the product ready and installed in a real data center. We have an international patent file. We have many letters of interest from early adopters. We're about to close one with the CERN Large Hadron Collider. We have a six-figure sales contract signed. We have the Seal of Excellence from the European Commission, and we were one of the selected finalist startups at Y Combinator Fellowship when we were at the idea stage. The market is huge, and it's growing at a huge rate also. And our business model is based in direct sales and recurring revenue, based in monitoring, software, integration with data center infrastructure management, and we are exploring future business models based on full computational boxes. Also renting, leasing, etc. The competitors, the market, is based mainly in air-cooled technologies, so we are at the right time to disrupt it. We are a team of engineers and business people with extensive experience managing teams and creating companies. We had our own data center that was successfully acquired by one of the biggest telcos, Telefonica Group, and we have a software company that was acquired by one of the biggest data center providers, Ingram Micro. We expect to get near nine-figure sales by 2021. And we are raising 1.5 million basically for three things: speeding up the sales funnel, industrializing production and lowering its costs, and installing pilot units at reference data centers to create network effect and keep improving the product with that feedback. This is our high-level roadmap to achieve that, the execution. So if you're an investor, reach me and let's build the next generation data center. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Round of applause for him. Let's hear the questions.
How far are you in the development of the pilot product, and when can it be shipped to customers or installed?
Okay, we have a product ready and installed in a real data center. We keep doing tests and improving it, but we are in a moment where we need the money to industrialize the production and lower the production costs while improving the efficiency of the system. To be able to close the pilot units that we want to just run in a way that it will allow us to write business cases and keep expanding the product. At the end, we are almost very near to production, but we are in a phase of testing it and making sure that product is really ready and will accomplish the expectations of the clients.
It's a sensitive question, I guess, but what is the production cost for you, and how much does it cost to the customer?
Okay, the product nowadays, we can build it for around 45,000 bucks. Our selling price is 50,000 bucks, but we can reduce this cost. We have studied it below 20,000 bucks. So we almost get a 50% profit.
Could you identify the early customers you are targeting? Are these big data centers? Are these data centers which would like to reshape their data center? Are these small independent companies which would like to have a local one?
Okay, we've seen a lot of organic traffic and interest from crypto miners and people that need huge densities. So these are clear early adopters that want to throw us the money to build this stuff and integrate it. But of course, we see a real good future with data centers and also edge computing stuff that it will come very, very strong.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you.
With this, we're putting the end of round 8 and round 9.
From Bua. Bua is freshly picked. This is like we grew together and we are still growing together. We are a team, we are a family. My brother and me, we were in Thailand and we really missed the fruits in Germany when we came back. The fruits were really tasty and aromatic. Most of the times they don't taste really good, especially the tropical fruits. With our experts together, we created Bua. Here you can see it. It's like ripe harvested, freeze-dried, and full of vitamins and nutritions. It's 100% of nature. You can get it anytime and everywhere. You have like no seasonal boundaries, and no washing, no peeling, and no chopping at all. It's really light, so 1 kilogram of fruits is like 100 grams of Bua. It's handy and healthy. You can eat it like as a smoothie in the morning, you can take it for your cereals, or you can just snack it when you're working. We have like 3 different product sizes, and it's perfect for the business. Like for example, you have happy and healthy employees. And it's perfect, like you can make your own logo on it, or you can just use it as a promotional gift. In retail, it's an innovative product, and it's perfect for like the fresh design. It's like, yeah, perfect product presentation in the shops and in the retail thing. For hotel and wellness, it's nice in the lounge or even like in the front of the breakfast table. The competitors, most of the times they have powder. So powder with us, like we want to have the transparency. So it should be like the whole fruit and no powder at all. What we achieved until now, we sold over 90,000 products. And these are our partners like Käfer, Manufacturer, Edeka, or like Lobetrotte. Companies are trusting in us like Deutsche Bahn or Microsoft. Until today, we have like over 300 retails in whole Germany, and this we made in 6 months with 1 person. Our future is that we want to sell 1 million products until 2012. Until 2019, we want to achieve like 3,200 retail shops in whole Germany. Like until 2018, we want to have like 1 million revenue. The future, we are working on a mechanic mixer where you can just like mix your smoothie when you're outdoor. Or for example, like in 1 month, we have our own recipe book.
Thank you, Bua. Your time is up. Round of applause.
Do you produce yourself?
Pardon?
Do you produce yourself or do you have partners?
No, we have a social handicapped manufacturer, and they are doing everything by hand. So it's everything manufactured.
Can you scale that?
Yeah, like they produce already like a new factory for us. So they build even more, and they have all the people. So the people are really lucky that they have work.
Who is the target audience? I mean, who is buying it now?
Right now, especially vegan people are buying it, or also sportive people, because like it's really light and it will last for over a year. So it's perfect if you're traveling a lot, because then you have healthy snacks every time and everywhere.
What's the shelf life of the product?
12 months.
12 months, wow. And what's your distribution strategy?
Pardon?
What's your distribution strategy? How do you sell?
We are selling in Edeka, for example, or Globetrotter or Manufaktum, and also like on companies like for the employees.
Thank you very much. Let's applaud Bua once again.
Hey guys, I'm Flo. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Ticketrunner, and we're addressing the following problem. Only 3-5% of all events are actually sold out, and that's not because the events are shit, but event organizers have a hard time marketing them. Ever-changing Facebook algorithms and the millennials not being receptive to push marketing anymore don't make that any easier. Besides, it always sucks because you have to pay marketing means up front, regardless of whether they have any effect or not. So that sucks, and that's why we're solving that. How do we do that? By enabling event organizers to use their fans as ticket sellers. This results in 400% higher conversion rates, We're integrated with ticketing providers, which allows the event organizers to still use their ticketing platforms while they're selling their tickets through their fans, and they only pay for any successful ticket sale. So the team, that's Siamak, my best friend for 15 years now, who's responsible for the marketing. Myself, I'm responsible for the product, and Farouk, our CTO, who's behind the code. And why does it actually, like, why did we come across that problem? We're pretty successful event organizers ourselves. From 2011 until 2015, we were able to grow an event internationally in 60 cities, sold over 1 million tickets, and solved that problem ourselves, but online, which was horrible. That's why we thought, let's take that baby online and build a platform out of that. So we built a SaaS tool for that. That basically just says how interesting the market is, but let's rather look at the size. We're looking at a $40 billion live entertainment market that's growing strong at 10% per year. About 20% of that is spent on event marketing, and that's actually the marketing that we're touching, which we believe that we can obtain up to 10% over the next 5 to 7 years, resulting at $800 million. All right, our business model, super simple. We charge the event organizer 10% on the face value of every ticket sold to our platform. We also have a subscription model going on, and that's how we make money. How does the product work? It's super easy. As an event organizer, I upload my events to our platform, which is just a ticketing link and a Facebook event link. We grab the info. Then I choose the rewards. How do I want to reward my fans? Which is t-shirt, tickets upgrades, selfie with Lady Gaga in the restroom, whatever you can think of. Invite my fans. As a fan, I'm being invited, and I get a link that I can share with my friends. After sharing the link with my friends, and they buy a ticket, I receive my reward, hopefully, if I sold enough.
Thank you, Florian.
Okay, cool.
Round of applause.
Sorry.
Let's hear the jury.
Always my problem, I talk too much.
Right on time.
So how are you going to scale the supply side and not in the big cities?
Well, we're basically, since we're integrated with the ticketing providers, we have a pretty cool vertical that we can explore by giving them a percentage for every event organizer that they bring into our ecosystem. So we can grow through the event, through the ticketing providers, but also, of course, through sales.
So the competition slide that you skipped so fast.
Yeah.
I would assume there are already a couple of people doing exactly the same with you.
There's exactly two companies in the whole world that do exactly the same, but differently. So they also do reward programs, but actually I wanted to come to the vision slide, but it took me too long. So their difference is they only focus on that reward model. They don't have an affiliate program like we do. So for us, you can switch between event-related rewards and monetary commissions, which is pretty cool that they don't do. And for us, TicketRunner is just a lead magnet to get them into our ecosystem because we want to supply multiple marketing solutions to the event organizers, help them sell more tickets eventually. And the others are only focusing on that referral program.
Do the large ticket providers like Eventim work together with you?
Eventim, not yet. Unfortunately, I also didn't get to the slide with all the partners. We're working with Eventbrite, ReserveX, Ticket.io, and got a whole lot more in the pipeline. Also with Paylogic. So we're working with the big ticketing companies. We're also working with big promoters already. Alda Events, which is one of the biggest dance promoters in the Netherlands. Q Dance, also one of the biggest promoters in the Netherlands. So we're using our network that we obtained from 2011 onwards till 2015.
Thank you.